podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. Brianna is making some funny faces over here, and I don't really know why. Welcome, Brianna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It seems like forever since you've been back here. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, you're welcome as well. She's in a silly mood, people. It's okay.
I am.
You're going crazy with... We're like in the season now, having a good time, dancing your heart out.
Exactly.
You're allowed to get silly sometimes.
I'm always silly, actually.
I know you are. I know you are. Today we're going to talk about how important it is to practice. Brianna's got some tips up her sleeve that she's going to tell you all about how you can practice your jumps and stunts and all that kinds of good stuff.
Yes, I do.
And we're going to talk about some of the Patriots cheerleaders' dance routines that we have been going over and over all season long, which is always exciting. And then we'll talk about whatever else seems to just roll around. Sound good to you?
Sounds great.
Great. Let's start it off then. How important do you honestly think practice is?
Oh, I think practice is the most important thing when you're on a team, just because you want to be polished, you want to be perfect, you want to know your stuff, and to be unprepared or not prepared is one of the biggest faults.
Right. You know, plain and simple, attendance is huge.
Exactly.
In the group practices and your team practices. If you have captains that have captain practices, moms who have like little side practices and stuff, the more the merrier. And if you're not in attendance, they simply can't function as they would as if you were there.
It's very difficult because the people that weren't there, you will have to go back and reteach them. And so it would just be
easier as if you were there.
Exactly.
Right. Now, if you were working on your jumps, now, although NFL cheerleaders don't typically jump and we kick, so we have a lot of stretching to do, and we always say stretching can help you pretty much all around the board with, you know, anywhere from muscle tightness to, you know, kicking to splitting to all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
What else can they do to help their jumps?
I believe working on your prep is very important as well, because if you start off with a good prep, you could actually use your arms to
alleviate yourself off the ground, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Give you more power and height.
And it also looks a lot cleaner if you're practicing the little things.
Awesome.
You know, like your motions in your prep and all that kind of stuff. And you kind of use the motion to lift yourself off the ground.
Exactly. And the number one thing is point your toes.
Head up, point your toes, and smile huge.
Right. It looks so much better when you have your chest up if your legs aren't as high or as... Rather than having your chest all the way down.
Your knees, right.
Right, with your legs coming.
And that'll bring you down.
It will.
You put your chest down, that'll bring you down. You'll get an inch off the ground if you're lucky. But it's kind of like that way with any kind of jump, toe touches, hurdlers, anything. Put your arms up for your prep. I know some squads that clap for their prep.
Yep.
And then just go from the clap out to a T. But I always believe in going to a high V. If you're going to clap first, then go to high V and out to whatever position your arms need to be.
Swing your arms around and then hit the T.
Right, because that momentum is what you need.
Exactly. And especially when you're doing double jumps, you need a prep before.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. How many jumps have you done in a row?
I think I counted 7.
Ooh, you're a star, huh?
That was back when I was in high school, though. I don't know about now.
Yeah, you never know. Watch Tracy try to give you some jumps to do tonight.
I hope not.
That'll be fun. You guys kick all the time, though. You do like 6 sets of 8, right?
We do.
I heard she was going to make you guys do 10 sets of 8.
Oh, no, I hope not.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness, you scared me.
I'm kidding. I like the song that's playing right now, by the way.
Me too.
Are you a fan of Kanye?
I am a fan of Kanye West.
Sometimes I am.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes.
Yeah, I like his music. So, your dance routines this year are completely different than any other year. That's how I feel, at least.
They are. We have actually full squad routines this year.
That are awesome to watch in the end zone, to watch you guys. One of my favorite routines is the boots one.
Boots are made for walking?
Yes.
Oh, I actually had taught them that because I learned it at the Pro Bowl.
That is an awesome routine.
Especially because we wear boots.
Because you wear boots. And like, it's just a medley of like little movements,
right?
But it looks awesome in the boots,
right? A lot of little poses. And
what's your favorite routine?
My favorite routine is a new routine that, or it's not new. It doesn't matter.
Sexy back is a really good routine.
Actually, that's my favorite routine, I was just going to say. It is one of the dances that I learned at the Pro Bowl, and I had brought back to teach the girls, and it just works perfectly to this song.
It wasn't taught to this song.
We did teach it to the song. I had learned it to a different song.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, yeah.
But I had taught the girls taught the dance to this song.
And that's a good tip to give other cheerleaders, too. You don't necessarily have to change your choreography. Right. If you change your song and, you know, say you made it to playoffs and you don't have that much time to come up with something new, you just change your song and you could put a old dance to it.
Exactly, for maybe a halftime routine.
Right.
You know, you could do the same dance to a different song and maybe just incorporate different stunts.
Beginning or something. Right. New stunts. Because I'm sure as the season progresses, you get better and stuff.
Okay.
What other routines are good?
I like mainly the hip-hop routine. We have...
you like hip-hop.
I love hip-hop. I do.
Right.
So our Beyonce, Get Me Bodied. I love that routine, too.
Now, how do you teach girls that aren't necessarily hip-hop dancers? You know, what do they have to do to make their bodies, you know...
Well, I tell them is just to relax.
Yeah.
Because hip-hop is not what most cheerleaders are good at, because cheerleaders are stiff and they have sharp motions. Now, hip-hop can be sharp as well, but for the most part, you just need to relax and really get into the music and just add your own flavor and attitude into it. And that's how I feel.
I agree.
That's why I love hip-hop.
And with your squad... In the NFL, a lot of ballerinas come that can leap, and they, you know, they're all on their shoulders, and their posture is perfect. And a lot of times with hip hop, it's a lot of different movements that they've never done.
Exactly.
But you know, lucky enough for you and your squad that you kind of do every kind of dance genre,
right?
So that everyone gets to shine in their own light.
Right. Everyone's good at different things. I'm not very good at turns and leaps.
No, I am not kidding when I say your leaps and turns are not bad at all. You practiced your little butt off and you did a good job.
I did. I like going to the beach and practicing there.
In the sand?
I do.
Right, because you can't hurt yourself.
Right. You could fall right on your face. I actually did that the other day.
I'm sure you did.
I went to the beach and tried my double turn, but my foot got stuck in the sand.
Yeah,
and
that's hard. You could probably twist your ankle in there, no?
Well, I have bad ankles anyways. They can't get it any worse, let me tell you.
So back onto the practice topic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, NFL cheerleaders, well, I don't know what it is across the board, but for the Patriots, you get one absence.
Right.
And after that, you have to sit out a game.
Well, because if you think about it, we're a professional team and we're on a professional level, so it's very difficult when people aren't there. It's very important that we need everyone there all the time.
I completely agree. Now, for the collegiate, for the high schools, for the Pop Warner, say they're trying a stunt that they've been trying mm-hmm. and they keep dropping. What can they do to make this stunt work?
I think that if you focus, you could really get it done. For the most part, if you say, you know, we can do this, we're going to do it this time.
Right, it has to start motivationally in your mind.
Exactly.
Positive thinking, correct, right.
Exactly, and don't get frustrated. It takes time. You have to have patience, especially when it comes to stunts and learning dance moves and things like that, because if you don't have patience, then you're just going to get frustrated, and it's not...
Right.
You take the fun out of the cheerleading,
And you can't take the fun out of it, because it will never happen. Maybe take a break. Go get a water break. Sit down. Let your muscles relax for a couple and then try it again.
Or try something different.
Right. You can always make a stunt more simple by bringing it down to a half or whatever that previous level is.
Exactly.
And then once you solid that, then you go back to what you were trying to do in the first place.
Also, what is very good with collegiate cheerleading is that very simple, sharp movements look good incorporated in ripples, or as you may call them, roll-offs. So don't think that just because...
It's a simple T or a simple low, right?
Exactly. It will look good if, you know, one group goes one, go two, go three. You know, it will make it more difficult and more interesting, even though they are such simple, sharp movements.
Right.
Will still look good. It doesn't have to be very intricate and elaborate. You can just have small, sharp movements and...
A good song.
Yeah.
And a good song will go a long
way. And get the crowd into it, and you're all set.
I completely agree. Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, thank you for putting your input here.
No problem. I hope
really
I help.
Appreciate it. Always. You always help. Thank you so much. If you have any questions for Brianna or myself, please write into today@patriots.com. You can look at all the pictures on their website at patriots.com/cheerleaders of all the season's greatest picks. Until next time, we'll see you on the sideline.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and patriots.com.